Emile Zola, Thérèse Raquin, translated with an introduction by Robin Buss, published by Penguin Books.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Thérèse Raquin. Emile Zola, born in Paris in 1840, was brought up in Aix-en-Provence in an atmosphere of struggling poverty after the death of his father in 1847. He was educated at the Collège Bourbon at Aix and then at the Lycée Saint-Louis in Paris. After failing the baccalaureate twice and then taking menial clerical employment, he joined the newly founded publishing house Hachette in 1862, and quickly rose to become head of publicity. Having published his first novel in 1865, he left Hachette the following year to become a full-time journalist and writer. Thérèse Raquin appeared in 1867 and caused a scandal, to which he responded with his famous preface to the novel's second edition in 1868, in which he laid claim to being a naturalist. That same year, he began work on a series of novels intended to trace scientifically the effects of heredity and environment in one family, Les Rougon-Macquart. This great cycle eventually contained 20 novels, which appeared between 1871 and 1893. In 1877, the seventh of these, L'Assommoir, The Drinking Den, a study of alcoholism in working-class Paris, brought him abiding wealth and fame. On completion of the Rougon-Macquart series...